Sunday the 31st of December 2017, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Make Room. Sermon title, Make Room to Celebrate. The talk is by Christine Harding, and Christine's talk integrates an element of drama in which we are treated to a modern interpretation of the last part of the Journey of the Magi. But first, here's Mark Harding with our Bible reading, which is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And this is the word of the Lord.
Well, where is he? I mean, he was here just now.
Where is he?
Don't panic.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've had to get a few things. Now, are you sure you've remembered everything?
Well, I think so.
Can you just check to make sure? Because there's no turning back now.
I'm not going all the way back there if you've forgotten anything.
Well, you know what? It's a long way to go back.
We'll manage without it. It doesn't really matter.
Well, we've got to get going because we're going to be late otherwise.
If we haven't got it. It's simple as that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, hang on, we've got to make a left turn up here.
I thought we were meant to be following that star up there.
Nah, mate, we've got technology these days. None of this stargazing rubbish. We've got Google Maps.
I don't know about Google Maps. My feet are killing me.
Oh.
I feel I've been walking for thousands of years.
I know exactly how you feel. I tell you, oh, jeez.
I don't know what you're two complaining about. My camel's got the right hump.
Oh, hello, you guys. Do come up here and join me. Do you know, we have been waiting for over 2,000 years. What took you the time?
We are modern-day wise men, and we come bearing different gifts.
Different gifts.
Hang on a minute. No. You cannot be bringing different gifts. Our Bible reading clearly states gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, but that was then. This is now.
And our gifts are more suitable for today's climate, when you think about it.
Oh, yes?
Yes, and we've travelled very far to bring you these gifts.
Okay, so what are these wonderful gifts?
Well, I have a chocolate orange. Now, this represents the world, and the wonderful world that God has created. And if we look inside it, you will see that there's loads of segments in it. And these represent all the different countries and nations and peoples of the world. And they all fit perfectly together, just as God made them. And this wrapper on the outside, well, that's like the Holy Spirit. It enfolds the world and helps us all to live with each other and learn to love each other, just as God intended us to.
That is a very good gift.
I've bought a gift. It's a torch. It's to remind us of the light of the world, Jesus Christ, who came into the world many, many years ago to bring light into our darkness. Sadly, many people only think of Jesus as Christmas time and as a baby in a manger. But there's much more to this story than a baby just in a manger. Jesus came into the world with a plan and a purpose to ensure that our first gift remained whole and wholesome as we live together in peace and harmony.
Yes, that is another wonderful gift. Thank you.
And my gift is this cross, because it was on the cross that God's plan for creation actually happened. He sent Jesus as a baby to be born to bring us peace and goodwill on the earth. But his birth wasn't enough, because we're a really bad people. And because of our sin, the world became broken.
Just a minute.
Just like Terry's gift. And God had to make the world whole again. So he did this by sending Jesus to be our guiding light. Hence our second gift, light of the world.
Torch is not working.
But in order for this to happen, first Jesus had to die on the cross, so he could take all our sin and naughtiness away with him. Now we can have the same, because when Jesus rose again, he set us free from all that naughtiness. And all we have to do is to believe and accept him into our lives.
Wow, I think they were all wonderful gifts. Do you not think they were all wonderful gifts? I think so. So, they are all exciting and life-changing gifts that you've brought. And it makes us realise that the birth of Jesus is the beginning of a journey. Not just for him, but for each of us. And as we remember these gifts, let us be grateful that God loves us so much that he continually looks for us, showering us with love, grace and mercy. We must never forget that there is a Herod in every society who will always try and guide us away from Jesus and all that he has to offer. But like the wise men, we need to follow the right path that leads to salvation through Jesus Christ, God's only Son. And he has left us the perfect guide to ensure that we do not wander off the path. His Holy Spirit, who will guide us into all righteousness. In this well-known story, we have Herod, who certainly represents the response of the unbeliever, who may want to know something about Jesus, but is not interested to go a little further to find out more about him. The reason being is that the presence of Jesus in our lives may interfere with the lifestyle and the way that we want to do things. And sadly, the world is filled with people who, like Herod, want to know but are not actually looking for the one who will save them from their sins, because they are not willing to let go of the world. The wise men, however, in this story are the ones we should focus on, because they were willing to bring their gifts as they search for the saviour of the world, submitting to him and worshipping him, even though it was not yet clear how it would all work out, but they were still willing to step out in faith and follow. Are we willing to take that new and exciting step as together we step out in faith and let go of our old ways of doing things and look to the new way of doing things with Jesus at our side? And what a better way than New Year's Eve to think of the old year and to celebrate the new year. So let us make sure that as we have those celebrations and we begin a new and wonderful year together, that we put Jesus at the centre of all that we do, and that we make him a priority in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of Jesus. Father, help us to understand it's not just about the babe born in a manger, but there's so much more to the Christmas story. It's a whole new way of living. It's about following Jesus' example. It's about allowing his Holy Spirit to guide us, to encompass us, and to show us the way. Father, we thank you that we have the freedom to follow you. May today be the beginning of a new way of following you, and a new way of putting you first in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, guys. Let me give them a round of applause. They did very well.